Hello there. Welcome to the Gary Zimak Show. I'm going to be here with you for the next 30 minutes as we continue our preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Today is day 17 of our 33-day preparation, and we have today, tomorrow, and Thursday to wrap up the look at our own sinfulness. This week, as you know, as you are painfully aware, has been spent looking at our own state of sinfulness. You know, it is painful. I understand that. But here's what I want you to remember. Now, I have a lot of issues that I want to address today. Some of them are from your emails, and I appreciate your comments. I want you to let me know what you're struggling with and what you feel about the program. We'll talk about that. We have 30 minutes to do that. Before I do that, though, I want to say that I apologize, and I mentioned this at the start of the show yesterday, for the show being on late. I think I uploaded it at about 8 o'clock or so, which is typically the time that my nightly show has aired on Blog Talk Radio for so many years. But because I've been traveling, I've been loading the program up earlier, so you've come to expect it at 1 or 2 p.m., and that keeps things in sync with iTunes and TuneIn Radio as well. Today I'm loading it up early, and I'm going to try to continue to do that when possible throughout this total consecration. I want to make it easy for you. I really do as we go through this. All right, let's talk about a couple of questions. One question that has come to me is that I'm getting intimidated because I realize just how much work this total consecration process is. No, don't get intimidated. Here's what I want. Here's what we're trying to do. This week in particular, we're trying to look at just how sinful we are. Next week, we'll look at, beginning on Friday, we'll look at the life of the Blessed Mother. Again, with the idea that we're going to look at her life as an example, as somebody who was able, with the grace of God, to avoid sin throughout her life. And then the final week, which we will begin on September the 30th, is devoted to looking at the life of Christ. If you look at these daily exercises, it's easy to become overwhelmed and think, oh my goodness, I am nowhere near where I need to be. Here's the deal. That's good. That's where we want to be. The Lord doesn't expect you to become holy all by yourself. And in fact, you are doing this total consecration because you need help. The more overwhelmed you feel, the more you need the Lord's grace to enter into your life. So go ahead, let yourself, I mean, please understand here, let yourself feel bad about your state of sinfulness. It's okay. There's help. You're doing this to understand, because here's what we don't want to do. We don't want to go into total consecration thinking that we don't need any help. You want to consecrate your life to Jesus through Mary just because you need the help. So in order to understand how much we need this total consecration, we have to look at how many times we've fallen. If we stop before going through with it, then yeah, it's a pretty depressing story. But my goal, and the goal of St. Louis de Montfort when he established this 33-day period, is to make us realize that we need this and how beneficial it is to turn to our Blessed Mother and ask her to help turn us into saints. God wants you to be a saint. And over the course of these 33 days, you're going to look at yourself and say, man, I'm not doing as good as I thought I was doing. I can't do this without his help. And that's exactly the point. So hang in there. It's not up to you. That's the beautiful thing. And Jesus tells us this in John 15:5. Apart from me, you could do nothing. He's not making us do this by ourselves. We can't become holy by ourselves. He wants to help us. So he's given us his mother to be our advocate. She's going to take us by the hand and bring us closer to him and to obtain for us graces that we would have never been able to obtain for ourselves. So don't feel bad about it. That's exactly the point of what we're doing here. We're not going through this 33-day period to make ourselves feel good, because then why would we need total consecration? We're going to have to make ourselves And not necessarily feel hopeless. There is nothing hopeless about this exercise. I don't care what kind of sinner you are. You were created to live with the Lord in heaven once your earthly life is over. And you can do it. Don't tell me that you can't do it. You can do it, because if you're a bigger sinner, you're going to need more grace. If you're not as big of a sinner as somebody else, you'll need less grace. The point of the matter is you're going to get the grace you need, whether it's a little or a lot. The Lord knows how much grace you need to get to heaven, and he wants you to get to heaven. So don't feel bad as we continue this. And today, you're going to hear some strong language from St. Louis de Montfort. Now, let me address another email. Oh, before I address this other email, I want to mention something. When I was listening back to the broadcast last night, sometimes you say things that aren't exactly accurate, but I don't often catch these, but I was able to catch this last night. I said, in order to get to heaven, we have to avoid all mortal sin. That is incorrect. In order to get to heaven, we need to avoid all unconfessed mortal sin. So even if you commit a mortal sin, you go to confession, that sin is wiped away. Don't panic. You are allowed to commit mortal sins in life, but you need to go to confession. The point is, you don't want to reach the end of your life with unconfessed mortal sins on your soul. All right? So let me make that clear. Now, let me get back to the email from the other day. This is, and I really appreciate these comments. I got a comment saying, your show's 30 minutes, and I wish you would spend more time focusing on the readings and just elaborating on the readings. Well, and that's a really good point. And I constantly ask for your help, and I ask for the Holy Spirit to lead me. This is always a difficult process, because when you do these total consecration exercises, you've got people at all different levels of spirituality. You've got some beginners, you got some who are very advanced, you've got some somewhere in the middle, and you've got many people who are really apprehensive about going into this total consecration, and they're just ready to quit at any moment. So I really try to appeal to everyone, and I'm depending on the Holy Spirit to lead me. I do like to use material from books when I can. Most days I'll do that. And today we're going to go right to the horse's mouth, St. Louis de Montfort and his writings. You're going to hear. He's tough. He's a very tough writer. If I just gave you his words, I guarantee you might very well be freaked out and run in the other direction, because this is written in the 18th century. He spoke French. It was a different time. There were translation issues. And the words are sometimes overwhelming. And if I just read from books, then I'm not giving you anything unique here. I'm in the unique position of having led many thousands of people through total consecration, and have done it myself for the past 5 years. So this is my sixth year. I know a lot of the pitfalls. I know a lot of the problems that you will encounter. And I know just how easy it is to lose your focus. And that's what I'm trying to avoid. So what I'm doing, if you listen to my show normally, when we're not doing total consecration, there's a little bit more small talk there. I'm trying to avoid all of that. You're not hearing so much about my beverage du jour and what I'm doing and where I'm going to be on the radio. I'm trying to keep it to a minimum. But what I am also trying to do is talk about this consecration and lead you through it, to coach you through it, to be your cheerleader, because I know that's my role. And I don't want you just to sit with a book. If you would rather sit with a book, yeah, that's fine. That works for some people. But the fact that you're listening to this podcast leads me to believe that you need a little additional help. And that's great. And that's what I'm trying to do here. So please understand that I'm trying to balance it. I can't just give you 30 minutes of book talk each day. I want to give you some of a pep talk and to help to reach out to you and alleviate some of your concerns. So that's what I'm trying to do here. But yeah, by all means, send your emails to me at Gary@followingthetruth.com and let me know what you think. Let me know if there's anything that I can do differently, and I will try to incorporate that. So because of the suggestion I got to do more of the talk of St. Louis de Montfort, I'm going to give you some of his direct thoughts today. You might be sorry that I did, but again, no pain, no gain. We got to go through some unpleasant experiences in order to emerge on October the 7th and truly be ready to make our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. One final comment I want to add. I mentioned this before, but I think it bears repeating. Even though St. Louis de Montfort came up with this, or he popularized, he's really clear, he didn't create this devotion, this total consecration. He just popularized it. Even though he came up with an overall framework, first 12 days devoted to ridding ourselves of the spirit of the world. Next 7 days devoted to looking at our sinfulness. Next 7 devoted to the Blessed Mother. And the next 7 devoted to Christ. He never came up with a day-by-day approach. And in fact, if you look at Father Michael Gately's approach to 33 Days to Morning Glory, he radically moves away from St. Louis de Montfort's approach. He really does. And that's not to say his approach is not good. His approach is very good. But there were other approaches to this total consecration. What I'm trying to do is take them all, the best of the best, and form a new version, a new dynamic version of total consecration. If you listen to me next year, it might be all different once again. So that's what I'm doing. St. Louis just gave the framework. He didn't give day by day. So what I'm trying to do with the help of the Holy Spirit and based on my past experience is to give you the best possible preparation for total consecration. Okay? That's what we're doing here. And with that said, always feel free to let me know if you have questions. Let's begin by invoking the Holy Spirit. This is incredibly important. And sometimes when we do these prayers, we can just go through the motions. I want you to once again listen to the words. We are asking for the Holy Spirit's help. Because as human beings, we try to drive these exercises on our own. I know where I want to be, and I know how I want to do it. Let's remember, we're going to get nowhere without the help of the Holy Spirit. So let's ask for His help. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord, amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, I'm Gary Zimak, in case you're a new listener to the program. We are in the process of our 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Today is day 17, and we are in the final 3 days of the week devoted to looking at our sinfulness. And I mentioned I want to share with you some of the thoughts of St. Louis de Montfort. And I'm going to tell you, this guy is tough. He really is. And here's what he has to say about the period that we are involved in right now. Warning, it's very strong language. Please do not take this personally. And remember, it's not up to you to turn yourself into a saint. You can't do that. All you can do is work very hard to cooperate with the grace the Lord gives you. And by doing this total consecration, and remember also, you haven't made your total consecration, or if you're in the process of renewing it, you have not renewed it for 2016 yet. So on October the 7th, things will change. So if you're struggling and think, I can never overcome my sinfulness, let's wait until October the 7th before we start to panic. All right? Don't panic yet. Here's what St. Louis says. And this, by the way, is from his book, True Devotion to Mary. He talks about, during this week, we should offer up all of our prayers and actions, pious actions, to ask for a knowledge of themselves and contrition for their sins. To ask for a knowledge of ourselves and contrition for our sins. And we should do this in a spirit of humility. So when we pray this week, remember we ask for the prayer offered by the Holy Spirit, offered to the Holy Spirit. We're asking the Holy Spirit, help us. Help reveal our sinfulness to us during these remaining 3 days. That's why you're starting to look at your life and say, whoa, I'm not as good as I thought I was. Well, that's the Holy Spirit. He's doing what we're asking him to do. And St. Louis states, for that end, they can, if they choose, meditate on what I have said before of our inward corruption. And he cites some of his previous writings on the subject there. And this is what we're doing. We're looking at what St. Louis is talking about in terms of inward corruption. And they can look upon themselves during the 6 days of this week. It's actually 7 days. As, you ready? Snails, crawling things, toads, swine, serpents, and unclean animals. How's that? Again, don't panic. Don't panic, but this is the way. Remember, he's writing in French, 18th century, totally different outlook. And I'm going to read you something about St. Louis' awareness of his own sinfulness. So we have to understand, he gets it. He knows that we are all sinners. Let's see. The vileness of our origin, the dishonors of our present state, and our ending as the food of worms. See? Tough, isn't it? But that's where we're going to end up. Let's not have too high of an opinion of ourselves. We need help. They should pray our Lord and the Holy Ghost to enlighten them, and for that end, they might use the ejaculations, Lord, that I may see, or may I know myself, or come Holy Ghost. And that's very simple. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to see myself as I really am. And then he states also, they should have recourse to the Blessed Virgin and ask her to grant them this immense grace, which must be the foundation of all the others. Okay, so that's something to think about. You know, he's strong, and that has, believe it or, well, I'm not going to say believe it or not, you'll probably be able to understand that we have lost people in this process in the past just because of that strong language. So that's why I have to, that's why I'm here to say, calm down, relax. This is not meant to make you feel bad about yourself with no hope. This is to realize, make you realize that you need a lot of help, and that help comes from the Blessed Mother. She's going to get you where you need to be. If you give her permission to turn you into a saint, she will do just that, okay? Now, from, I've got a 1,300-page book here in front of me. Don't worry, I'm not going to read it all. Jesus Living in Mary. It's the Handbook of the Spirituality of St. Louis Marie de Montfort. And there's a section on sin. So this is going to give you some insight. And this is the week focused on recognizing that we are sinners and that we need help. Here's what the book has to say. St. Louis de Montfort is extremely conscious of his own sinfulness. His vocation to preach to sinners does not spring from any elitism or triumphalism. He sincerely counts himself as one of the greatest sinners. And here's what he says. Although I deserve only punishment for my sins, I only spoil things whenever I get involved in them. Our human nature is so spoiled. Providence has established spiritual ties between me and several other persons who are sinners like myself. He thinks of himself as a wretched sinner, a poor sinner whose criminal hands hold the Holy of Holies every day. His words, I beg the prayers of all the friends of the cross so that God will not punish my sins. Poor men and women who are sinners, I, a greater sinner than you. Dear friends of the cross, we are all sinners. There is not one of us who has not deserved hell, and I more than anyone. So you understand where this guy is coming from, St. Louis de Montfort, and he is a saint. He made it to heaven. He felt pretty bad about himself. It's okay to recognize that you are a sinner, and that all of us don't deserve heaven. All right, let's get that out on the table. We don't deserve heaven, but the Lord in his merciful love has destined that we make it to heaven. He wants us to be in heaven. Your destiny is to get to heaven. Doesn't matter that you can't get there on your own. So look, that takes some of the pressure off. Back to this book. St. Louis too calls upon the mercy of Christ Jesus, and in the power of that love, does not fear to undertake great things joyfully for God and the salvation of souls. He speaks also in his own name when he has his congregation sing, in your blood I drown my sins and my evils. Montfort himself surely prayed the formula of consecration. He placed at the end of The Lover of Eternal Wisdom, which is one of his books, which includes, I, a faithless sinner, it is by this means, through Mary, that I hope to obtain from you contrition and pardon for my sins. The preacher say, and by the way, that's the formula that we'll use when we consecrate our lives to Jesus through Mary. We're going to use St. Louis' own words. The preacher, St. Louis Marie de Montfort, applies to himself first all of the harsh language, characterized by dramatic emphasis. See, a lot of his emphasis is dramatic. The toads, the crawling things, the worms. He's trying to get our attention. It works, doesn't it? Let's see. describing the weakness of sinful humankind. And his words are, "By nature we are prouder than peacocks. We cling to the earth more than toads, more envious serpents, greedier than pigs. We have nothing in us but sin." Montfort does not exclude himself when speaking to sinners. Now, he's talking about, he gives us also some advice to avoid sin. St. Louis Marie insists that anyone sincerely desiring to live a life free from serious sin must avoid all occasions of sin. So look, this is something we can do. If you really have that desire, no matter how many times you fail, to avoid all serious sin, you've got to make the effort to avoid those occasions of sin. Just as somebody who has a problem with alcohol shouldn't spend a lot of time hanging out in bars, if you have trouble with certain websites on the internet, you better stay away from them. If you have trouble with certain situations, you know, we all have different tendencies when it comes to our sinfulness. If we should stay away from those situations, if at all possible. He also recommends the means found in all manuals of spirituality. So these are all general approaches that will help us to stay away from sin. Things that we can do. Remember, we can't do it all on our own, but there are things we can do. And what are those things? A life of prayer, frequenting the sacraments, and possibly a spiritual director. Not everybody can have a spiritual director. There are, however, some means to avoid sin on which St. Louis especially insists. Let's talk about these, because here's what we're doing this week. We're looking at the fact that we're sinners, and we're looking at some ways that maybe we can become less sinful. Mindfulness of God's love. The primary means to avoid sin, taking all Montfort's work into account, would be to understand and accept the infinite love that God is for us. To be ever conscious of being loved by love itself. Love itself, of course, is the Lord. A love that pursues and never rests makes one understand that sin is a rupture of a spousal relationship. And that's what I was talking about yesterday. If we really meditate or think about the fact that the Lord loves us so much, God sent his only Son to us so that we could get to heaven. And his only Son, Jesus, suffered and died on the cross for us. Every time we sin, we're either turning our back on him, or spitting in his face, whatever you want to call it. That's what we're doing. In order to feel bad about this and to make a resolution to avoid sin, if at all possible, we need to meditate on his great love for us. And that's one of the things that St. Louis is saying. One of his words, and he hopes we can all say this, and these are his words, "I would prefer to die at this very instant rather than to commit a mortal sin." Do you feel that way? And if you don't feel that way, this is one more reason that we need this total consecration. Because we want to, with Mary's help, be so determined to not commit a mortal sin that we would rather die. And again, that's extreme language. That's his approach. Conscious of this great love, even after falling into sin, we quickly reach out for the loving hand of God, which yearns to lift us up. And St. Louis states this, "If you make a blunder, which brings a cross upon you, whether it be inadvertently or even through your own fault, bow down under the mighty hand of God without delay, and as far as possible, do not worry over it." Do you hear that? If you mess up, if you fall into sinfulness, if you do something wrong, if at all possible, bow down before the Lord, and do not worry over it. You might say within yourself, "Lord, here is a sample of my handiwork." That's pretty funny, isn't it? "If there's anything wrong in what you have done, accept the humiliation as a punishment for it." St. Louis goes on to say, "Do not despair. Do not get upset when you fall into some sin, but humble yourself and ask me pardon." St. Montfort gives insight into the sins of saints. Frequently, even very frequently, God allows his greatest servants. Now listen to these words. This is so important. God allows his greatest servants, those far advanced in holiness, to fall into the most humiliating faults so as to humble them in their own eyes and in the eyes of others. So if you're thinking that, wow, I should have never committed that sin, here's what a saint is saying, that sometimes God allows you to fall into that sin because it humbles you. It makes you realize how much you need him. Keep that in mind as you go through this week devoted to looking at your own sinfulness. You're being humbled, but you need to be humbled. We all need to be humbled. Because otherwise, we're going to think we'll make it to heaven by working hard. You're never going to get to heaven by working hard. You're going to get to heaven by cooperating with grace the Lord gives you. That's what we need. He also talks about devotion to Our Lady as a means of avoiding sin. Devotion to Our Lady is Montfort's strong remedy for those in sin and for those hoping to avoid sin. Not only does the consecration bring about a share in Mary's faithfulness, but her intercession is especially strong for her children who have fallen. St. Louis' words, "Are you in miserable state of sin? Then call on Mary and say to her Ave, which means I greet you with the most profound respect, you who are without sin, and she will deliver you from the evil of your sins." In particular, Montfort insists on the power of the rosary to keep us from sinning and to bring us to the Lord for pardon. His words again, "If by chance your conscience is burdened with sin, take your rosary and say at least a part of it in honor of some of the great mysteries of the life, passion, and glory of Jesus Christ. And you can be sure that while you are meditating on these mysteries and honoring them, Jesus will show his sacred wounds to his Father in heaven. He will plead for you and obtain for you contrition and the forgiveness of your sins. We earnestly advise everyone to say the rosary, virtuous that they may persevere and grow in the grace of God, sinners that they may rise from their sins." And the book says, "The perfect baptismal consecration, so ardently advocated by Montfort, entails a life in Mary." And St. Louis assures us, "Those who live in her will never sin." Now, does this mean that once you make your total consecration, you'll never sin again? No, because you will never perfectly live out the consecration. All right, so listen, don't too hard on yourself. Our goal here is to get as good as we can with the help of Mary leading us to Jesus and really empowering the Holy Spirit to come alive in us. That's what we're trying to do here. So I hoped today to make you feel a little bit better and at the same time continue to challenge you. Let's not think we're better than we really are. We need help. And that's why we are headed toward total consecration on October the 7th. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to prepare so that we really can give ourselves to the Blessed Mother on October the 7th with the intention of having her turn us into saints. That's pretty good, right? It doesn't matter. Please, don't think it's not possible in your life. It is possible in your life. God wants you to get to heaven. That's why we're getting this tremendous help. Now, as usual, we have a couple minutes here. Please let me know if you have questions. Gary@followingthetruth.com. I'm trying to catch up on all my emails, so please be patient if I haven't got back to you yet. Know that I'm praying for you. Please pray for all of us who are making this total consecration. And remember that I need your financial help to continue going forward with my full-time apostolate. Can you help me? Please visit followingthetruth.com. Click on donate to be able to donate securely through PayPal. Become a monthly sponsor. Make a one-time donation. Also use my Amazon link and my Mystic Monk Coffee link from my website, followingthetruth.com. All these things help to support my work financially. Let's close with our prayer. Jesus living in Mary, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus living in Mary, come and live in your servant. In the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries, subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit for the glory of God the Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, well, we can cross off another day. We just completed day 17 of our preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Tomorrow, day 18, is also a special day. It's the feast of St. Matthew, the apostle and evangelist. So we'll celebrate St. Matthew tomorrow. I hope you'll be able to join us. Remember, spend a little bit of time today, even though we've done our 3 minutes here, thinking about the fact, yeah, you are a sinner, but it's okay, because the Lord has sent you his mother to help you to get to heaven. What a great gift. We don't have to do this by ourselves. Praise God for that. Have yourself a wonderful day. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.